It's first Friday, so that means we begin the cavalcade of the arts this morning. And Katie Marshall joins us. She's the director of the McCroskey Art Center in downtown Grand Rapids. Anything going on in Grand Rapids tonight?
I think it's going to be a pretty quiet night. There's a lot going on, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so for everyone who's not out setting up in the Deer Shack tonight, or even if you need a little inspiration to send you on your way, there's lots happening from 4 to 7 in downtown Grand Rapids. Oak Hill Assisted Living has an event this month. They're just north of downtown. Their Acorn Gallery is going to host an exhibit called A Time to Give Thanks, which is an exhibit of work by Dick and Donna Pafer, and they have a... This couple has created a whole lot of different things over their years together, from baskets to carving, stained glass, sewing, and more. So they will be showing some of their work at Oak Hill Assisted Living. At Brood Awakenings, this month's featured artist is Nevada Jagger, and she will be showing her acrylic paint on denim. Two different groups performing music.
Wait a minute now. Acrylic paint on denim? We're going back to the 70s?
Exactly.
Nice.
That's exactly what you think. Yeah. It's very cool. It looks great on the wall.
Yeah.
And live music from 4:30 to 6 will be by The Mosquito Conspiracy and The Sunny Jims.
Hmm.
Plus, they always have a dinner special and coffee and cookies at Brood Awakenings. Then in Central School, there's a few different things going on. Up on the third floor loft, some of the artists in residence will be there. Mary Corwin, David Dobbs is going to be working across the street, but Patty Farrell may be there as well. And Beauty and Bliss is hosting Sweet Amelia's Cupcakes. So that is an excellent chance to stop by and check out some of her fabulous gourmet cupcakes. True North Salon and Spa is hosting their spa grand opening and holiday open house. So they have their new spa opening. They have a buy one, get one 40% off of Aveda, spa tours, mini Aveda rituals of renewal, and a spa package giveaway. So all of your spa needs now at True North Salon and Spa. And... The Lake & Co. Shop has another Meet the Brewer event. Guest brewers from Portage Brewing Company will be doing their tastings there, all the with proceeds benefiting United Way of a Thousand Lakes. Stained Glass with Class has Amy Thurm with Little Light Soy Candles. And Jenny & Company is hosting Granite Designs by Kevin. And Kevin takes scrap granite and makes serving pieces that can also be display pieces as well. Sam Miltich and friends are playing at the VFW. They're playing New Orleans jazz and a tribute to Sidney Bechet with Tony Bailiff on clarinet. Those who have seen Tony before will want to get down there to see him tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. at the VFW.
Is this all happening in Grand Rapids?
This is all, and I'm not done. But yes,
happening
in Grand Rapids from
4
to 7
p.m. Do people try and make everything? Is it possible? It's like a
I've never made more than three.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody... I mean, I think sometimes people have tried to make them all, but it seems like it would be really challenging. Like you'd have to have a stopwatch.
Yeah, I go to McCroskey because you almost always have wine,
yes,
so that's my first stop.
Yep. Sometimes that's their first stop, then sometimes it's also the last stop because you get talking, and
exactly.
All of a sudden it's 7 o'clock and we're kicking
Heidi's
out.
Always into the wine.
Well, we also have Lake Lover Vintage. They're going to be doing a whole showcase of handcrafted gift ideas from lake house and cabin signs. You can create turned vases from your own tree branches, personalized lake maps, and someone who will make handcrafted jewelry from your family's heirloom flatware. So that's some cool ideas there at Lake Lover. Flowers by Jeannie is hosting Jenny Farber. She'll be displaying some mixed media pieces, bringing awareness to sexual violence and representing the journey of a survivor. They'll be doing free will donations for some giveaways and proceeds that are going to benefit Project 26 and Support Within Reach. And at Frame Up, they're hosting local artist Denise Latimer, and she will be showing birch bark wreaths, the pillows that she makes out of her hand-painted fabrics, and small watercolors of our Northwoods landscapes.
Just take a breath for a moment, Katie.
Yeah,
collect yourself.
Yes, I do have to still talk about McCroskey, but I will take a breath. Thank you.
Maybe she should try the scalp massager.
Oh, wow. Those things are...
Have you tried one of those?
I have tried one of those. Those are wild.
Yeah, it's very weird.
If you have a fear of spiders, they're a little creepy, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get... We have two.
And we only have one.
Ooh. He's keeping one. So we have one head massager that we can give you as a thank you gift. It kind of looks like a whip or a whisk in a kitchen, but also like Gene Rayburn's microphone.
Yeah, Gene Rayburn's microphone.
Yes.
It's hard to describe. Looks like fireworks. I mean...
Yeah, we can get you that as a thank you gift.
They are really incredible, though. It's sort of amazing. It's like, how does this... do all these things to my scalp.
Yeah. So we can get you that as your thank you gift. But the important thing is you call because you're hearing about local arts, because you appreciate that it is Friday, Pledge right now, 800-662-5799.
So, Katie, we talk about, you know, that Northern Community Radio, KXC and KBXC, is like an outlet for a lot of nonprofit organizations, mm-hmm. which we are for you, and I'm sure that
Absolutely.
Helps you out.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a great way to get the word out about our events. We know we've got an audience of people that are already really interested in the community and potentially interested in what we've got going on, so it's a great way to be able to come down and share about our programs and hopefully bring more people in. So
without further ado, what's going on?
I was going to say, because Katie grew up in the Grand Rapids area. When did you start listening to KXC?
Well, I definitely listened to it as a child, but it was one of those things where I remember listening to it on in the car with my dad, and it seemed like it was usually news whenever I was riding with him, because I was always thinking that it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
As a child, I didn't pay too much attention. But when I was in high school and college, and then for sure when we moved back up here about, I don't know, now 10 years ago? Yes. I've been listening and a member ever since, so.
And now you appreciate the news more.
Yes, I do.
You
know what I mean?
You get a little bit older, and it becomes important, and that's important for us to get young members. So give us a call, become a member, young or old. We'll take your money. We love you. And I know that if you're listening to us on a regular basis, it has some importance to you. This is kind of fun. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I know. And Leo's not the only one that could have a muffin. We have other muffins here for people who want to pledge their support.
I can't see Leo, but did he just eat it level with the wrapper, or did he remove the wrapper?
No, he's going in now.
He's going in?
He's down below the level. Yeah. The
wrapper is still on, but he's making progress.
The top part's more fun.
I think the cream cheese is long gone, though.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got cooking?
Oh, yes, McCrasty. So we have two great exhibits this month. Really interesting. We've had a lot of comments already, lots of interesting conversations. So we have Scott West in the McCrasty Gallery, and he's a graduate of the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, but he's probably best known as for painting on stage with the indie rock band Cloud Cult.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
so he'll be showing a whole variety of his work. I would admit some of it is probably from those live stage paintings, but also his studio work. And then in the Minnesota Gallery, Craig Clifford is currently the head of the ceramics program at the University of Wisconsin in Oshkosh.
I see this. Some of it's in glass.
Yes, and he creates these pieces. I'm not going to be able to describe them. He creates works. It's a combination of found objects, cast pieces. Some of it may be hand sculpted, but I think a lot of it's cast. And then he sort of reassembles it. I mean, I would kind of use the term assemblage, I guess, except it's three-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
And then creates these very unique sculptures out of these different pieces. And there's a lot going on in them. You could spend a long time looking at each of the pieces, and so it's really interesting, both the paintings and the sculpture this month. There's a lot to take in. So, and we've got music by Maria Anoni from 4 to 6. Toivo's is going to be providing some food, and as always, there will be wine and lots of people to converse with. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you know what else? It's kind of, I don't even know if this is like a positive thing, but you can kind of start feeling the holiday vibe a little bit.
It's definitely ramping up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So, and we've got also have a wine and canvas class tonight, taught by Victoria Craigthorpe. And I know we still got a few spots left.
Wine and canvas?
Yep. So it's a wine. So you get together, paint a painting. If you'd like to drink a little wine while you're painting, that is.
Have you done any research if the art gets better as the class goes on longer?
I think the fun level definitely gets better.
We're speaking with Katie Marshall, the director of the McCrasty Arts Center. A lot of things going on in Grand Rapids.